Al Bayan Radio presents Ramadan Daily Reminders, presented by Omar Najarin.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Thank you for joining us again in this segment in regards to a hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which have great meaning, however, are very concise in words. And we find this again as being the statements of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be short in words, however, vast in meaning. In this particular hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he laid out a very, very subhanallah important standard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ittaqu Allah haythu ma kunt." Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Fear Allah subhanahu wa taala wherever you may be." Wa atbi' as-sayyi'ah al-hasanata tamhuha wa khaliq an-nas bi khuliqin hasan. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Fear Allah wherever you may be and follow up a bad deed with a good one and have good character and morals towards the people." And this hadith is collected by At-Tirmidhi. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pretty much mentioning to fear Allah wherever you are, wherever you may be, what situation you're in, be it at work, be it at school, be it studying, be it at home, fear Allah in the land, in His land, in the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah wherever you may be. And if you happen to fall into sin and make a mistake, don't despair. Don't despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do good deeds. Keep continuing to do good deeds and they will wipe away the bad ones. And these bad ones that we're mentioning, these are the minor sins. The major sins, you need to repent directly. But these minor sins can build up to overcome a person. It does not mean a minor sin cannot lead to someone in hellfire. The dunya example we give, that a minor traffic offense that you don't pay attention to and you do over and over and over again and you don't pay the fine and so forth can eventually end up in jail. So don't neglect minor things. Do not neglect the minor sins. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, yani, to the meaning of the hadith, that they pile up until they overcome someone. It's like someone putting sticks in a valley, they pile up until they overcome the person, and then they're even equivalent to a major sin, subhanAllah. So follow these bad deeds up with these good deeds, and they would wipe them away as if they did not exist, and have good manners and good characters towards the people. And this is something that we struggle a lot these days, that we do not find people having good manners and character towards people. They do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they especially do not fear Allah in a way in which they should present themselves positively, with a positive character towards people. Here, when a person, he smiles in his Muslim brother's face, that is sadaqah, that is charity. When a person, he does a good action, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here, he says, "I have come for the purpose, and the only purpose is to perfect good character." What does that tell us? That tells us among the top actions of Islam that a person can do is good character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best life is someone's life is long. He lives to be a long, or have a long age, or a long life, and have good character too. Long life with good character. This is the importance that a person, he has good character. And piety. Al-birru husnul khuluq. Piety is a part of good manners and good character towards people. So again, this hadith is very simple. And the advice is straight to the point. Fear Allah wherever you are. Fear Allah in your actions. You do a bad deed, follow up with a good one. And always be good. And always be nice to people. Don't let your situation, or your sins, or your position, or how you feel, affect the way that you deal with people. We find that, subhanAllah, that yani, if we're down, we treat people bad, and we're good, we treat people good. No. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, yani, to the meaning of the narration, but the yani, just to take this section out, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, yani, what is it with people that they only do good when people do good to them? And they only want to do good to someone only if someone, yani, it's like a trade. You know, you do good to me, I'll do good to you. No, the Prophet ﷺ was good to people, even if those people were disrespectful to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a very small hadith that we can benefit a lot. Wa jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.